VOA News. President Trump says he misspoke on Russian meddling at his summit with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
At the summit, the president was asked who he believes about Russian election interference, his intelligence officials or Putin.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Words to describe what the president said included treasonous and bizarre.
Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal?
At the White House, a presidential correction.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
The president says he accepts the intelligence community's view Russia interfered.
We will stop it. We will repel it.
He again denied the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president had been facing a growing wave of condemnation Tuesday for his remarks in Helsinki. Trump said he believed the Russian leader when he said his country had not interfered in the presidential election, rather than believing the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had indeed interfered. Many of Trump's fellow Republicans, along with opposition Democrats, condemned Trump, calling him, among other things, embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. A federal grand jury on Tuesday indicted a Russian woman on one count of conspiracy and one count of illegally working as an agent of a foreign government in connection with a secret scheme to influence American politics. 29-year-old Maria Butina is a gun rights advocate with close ties to the National Rifle Association. Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7. 25 Taliban were killed and 15 wounded. Kandahar is close to the border with Pakistan. This is VOA News. Dozens of Syrian civilians carrying white flags gingerly approached the Israeli border along the Golan Heights Tuesday in an apparent appeal for protection from Russian and Syrian airstrikes. Syrian forces have launched an operation to take back the last parts of the southwest still in rebel hands. About 160,000 people are stuck in the middle, but an Israeli soldier shouted at the Syrian civilians in Arabic through a loudspeaker. He said, "You're on the border of the State of Israel. Go back. We don't want to hurt you. Go back before something bad happens." The European Union and Japan have signed a major trade agreement that both sides hope will help their respective economies. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
The trade deal between the European Union and Japan was months in the making, and its impact is potentially vast, covering nearly one-third of the world's GDP and 600 million people. For the Europeans, perhaps, Tuesday's signing ceremony in Tokyo could not have come at a better time. Brussels is engaged in a mounting trade dispute with Washington that has seen retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products like peanut butter and motorcycles after the U.S. began taxing European steel and aluminum imports. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office estimates 280 people have been killed, including 19 police officers and 1,830 injured during protests against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government. It says the state and pro-government armed groups are to blame for the overwhelming number of deaths and injuries. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there is a growing sense of dread that violence will escalate in the lead-up to the anniversary, with more loss of life and a further erosion of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Census Bureau has found that in American families where the wife has a higher income than her husband, men tend to exaggerate their income by about 3% when they respond to income surveys, as opposed to what they report in their income tax forms. Women, the researchers say, tended to understate their incomes on the surveys. Census Bureau found that women earn more than their husbands in almost a quarter of married couples. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.